So welcome to this podcast. Digital transformation is one of the phrases that you frequently hear discussed. The digitalization of the business model and the changes in behavior of ourselves as consumers mean that we need to embrace the necessary skills. In our report, The Digital Accountant, Digital Skills in a Transformed World, we consider the implications of this. My name is Clive Webb and I'm a Senior Insights Manager here at ACCA. To discuss some of the thoughts in the report in this, the third in a series of podcasts, I'm glad to welcome Stephen Dowling. Stephen is the founder and owner of ETM, a company passionate about delivering high-impact learning to help organisations improve engagement and performance. Stephen is a passionate educator, sense maker, problem solver and simplifier, helping people and organisations to survive and thrive in this fast-changing world. In Australia, he is now considered to be one of the leading educators in the agile, lean and project management space, which is a long way from his original management accounting training back in the 80s and 90s. Stephen has more than 25 years of international experience working across many different industries and an impressive list of corporate clients. He's a regular international speaker at conferences and industry events and is a member of ACCA's Technology Global Forum. So, Stephen, welcome to this podcast.
Thanks, Clive. It's great to be here.
So, my first question, why do digital skills matter to an accounting and finance professional?
I think they matter to everybody. You know, when you think about it now, Clive, every company is a technology company. And if you want to be able to engage with your customers, you have to be able to use or have these technical skills to be able to connect with them and provide them with products and services in a quick and fast way. And, you know, and if you're in a commercial sort of competitive environment, this is absolutely crucial now that you can engage with those customers. So I think for accountants and for everybody in an organization, I just think digital skills are the lifeblood now for everybody. And you've got to be able to embrace them. And just like that, you know, customers, you know, this is the future. And you know, we've talked before, you know, people think that there's been a lot of technology change over the last 5-10 years. That's nothing in terms of what's coming now, in terms of sort of the digital wave that's coming. You know, when you look at all these different exponential technologies that are all sort of coming together at the same time, you know, you have things like, you know, big data, quantum computing, cloud computing, the Internet of Things, robotics, and of course the big mother and father of them all, which is AI and machine learning and deep learning. And all of these are coming together. So when you look at all organizations on the planet, there's this huge digital wave that's coming. And companies have to be able to surf this. And if you can't, there's a very good chance you're going to become obsolete pretty quickly.
So I think that there are a number of really good points in this, and maybe the first one to pick up on it, and something we talk about in the report, it is the reality that digital is the business model now. And if, it, as you said just a moment ago, if a company isn't part of that digital wave, that digital business model, it's going to fight to survive. And as accountants, finance professionals, we need to be in that space and understand the implications of that space.
Yeah, absolutely, Clive. I think, but the thing is, what I feel is really important is that we don't lose sight of what's really important. So when you look at the underlying core business model, you have to be able to provide value to your customers. And then we're going to use technology that's going to enable us to be able to get insights from our customers, to be able to, you know, evolve our products and services that we have. But at the end of the day, we've got to make sure that we're delivering value to our customers. And a lot of times, you know, there may be models that will in end up being sort of blended models. So it's not just 100% digital, because there may be people who want that sort of face-to-face. So, I think what I really worry about is I feel, and I totally get it, because there's this huge digital wave that's coming, but people sort of are maybe getting a bit too caught up in that. We've got to make sure that we understand and go back to the basics of providing, you know, value to customers. And then how do we, you know, get that value to the customers will depend upon, you know, the technologies that we've got available to us to be able to meet their needs and service them. But I think if you can't do that, then, you know, and other companies can do it and get to their customers quicker and faster, then you're going to get impacted in a really big way.
So does this mean we need to think of our traditional ways of measuring performance, measuring success very differently if we live in this customer-centric, more fast-moving world?
Absolutely. I think this is a really important thing, Clive, because, you know, when you look at the kind of the way we historically manage performance and the kind of metrics that we use, you know, and you know, when I look at sort of, especially in the accounting world, you know, we look at things, you know, profit, obviously, and costs and things that we're doing. Whereas now, when we look at being able to sort of deliver value to our customers, a lot of it is giving, you know, getting value to our customers quickly and fast. So the kind of metrics now that are becoming really important is, well, how quickly can we, you know, satisfy our customers? So, you know, we're looking at things like flow metrics and getting value to our customers. So more of those operational metrics, which end up being sort of more leading measures where you can, you know, learn very quickly whether or not you're satisfying your customers quickly, you know, and getting fast feedback, customer feedback from them. Whereas a lot of the traditional measures we use, I would see them as lagging measures. And we only find out, you know, whether or not, like something, you take profit as an example, it's something that happens at the end. Whereas, you know, with the world that's moving so fast, we have to have, you know, measures and metrics that will give us indicators as quickly and fast as we can. So then we can pivot and change direction faster and quicker. So, you know, I just so passionately believe that the accountants need to now, for the future, they've got to start looking at being able to develop new operational type metrics, which is all about this kind of new ways of working better, faster, you know, getting this kind of information from customers. And then, yes, of course, all of the lagging measures are still very important, but we've got to get to that operational side, because with the speed of change that's happening, these are the kind of indicators that are going to give us signals really quickly whether things are working or they're not working.
So really, if we bring that back to our digital skills, the subject of this podcast, that really is about understanding the business model, the data model that fundamentally underpins that business model, and then you, how you use the tools and the processes to gather that data to project that insight. Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely, Clive. And I think that's really where the gold is for accountants, is to play that linkage role and to do that, because that's so important. And I just feel like, you know, for the digital accountant is not to get too swallowed up in all the technology. We've got to play that integration role, because to me, that's just so important and so valuable, and sort of connect the dots to help try and do that, I believe.
So what does that integration role mean, Stephen, to you? Or could you give an example of it?
I suppose when I look at it now is, and you look at the typical role of, you know, a CFO or a senior, very senior accounting person, they're moving, you know, a lot more in that sort of strategic level role. And, you know, and yes, like we said, the digital technologies will be a really big enabler to help that. But it's, again, first and foremost, it's making sure that you've got the right kind of business model for engaging with your customers, and, you know, that is linked to the strategy and the direction that the company wants to go in. And then once you've got those kind of things set, then I think it's all about making sure you've got the right tools that will help you to be able to do that. But you know, I just, you know, the thing that I sort of, when I look at it, the speed of change that's happening, it's just, it's phenomenal. So the thing is, technology is going to come and go. So to me, you know, where I feel the accountant and the digital accountant needs to play is in that sort of higher strategic level role, because the technology will come and go. But if you have somebody there that sits there sort of pulling the connecting the pieces together, making sure, you know, the business model, the strategy fits, and then we have the right foundations, that I think is the real gold, and where I feel sort of the accountants of the future need to play. And I see, you know, like when I look at the role of a CFO, I think they should change the name to CPO. It's the chief performance officer. And I think if accountants see themselves as being enabling performance, then that's what it's all about. So how do we enable performance? It's all about making sure that we've got the right processes. We're supported by the right technologies that will enable us to be able to deliver value to our customers. If that makes sense, Claude.
It makes perfect sense, Tim. If I can just lay over something on top of that, a lot of your work, and this we've talked about in the report as well, talks about digital culture, the sense of agility to help businesses survive. And I know you spend quite a bit of time encouraging groups of people to be agile. What exactly does that mean, particularly for the accountant and their skill sets?
Yeah, this is a really big one, Clive, you know, because, you know, like you said, I've been sort of spending my life, you know, helping organizations to enable agility within their organizations. And one of the biggest challenges that I come up against is that to be able to enable agility throughout an organization, we've got to get people on the right page in terms of, you know, the mindsets that they have. And we need to get shared mindsets across the organization. And unfortunately, the way accounting has typically worked in the past, we have a certain mindset that is sort of linked to a sort of an industrial and a mechanistic model, where we have, you know, certain things around what we believe is most important when it comes to doing certain financial functions. You know, things like budgetary control, cost control, you know, standard costing, you know, things like that, pricing models, governance models. And the thing is, when you look at where we need to move now to enable business agility, we have to break down that kind of thinking, because that industrial model doesn't work well in this kind of really fast moving, dynamic, you know, complex environment. So, you know, the accountants, you know, have been doing, or their thinking has been this sort of way for the last 100 years. And, you know, the biggest challenge I see is we're basically going to be taking that and challenging some of these underlying mindsets that people have. And this is the really challenging thing, because unlearning the old stuff is actually really hard. But to me, I see this as a really, really big challenge. And if we can unlock this sort of finance mindset and get the finance function to sort of see why this old way of doing things now actually isn't fit for purpose, and why we've got to move to this, you know, new, better way of thinking, then I just see a huge opportunity for finance and finance teams to be there right at the front of the bus to drive, you know, these kind of organizations to, you know, this new, better way of working and better way of thinking that sort of will support, you know, agility. But there's some big challenges there, because if we move this way, then we still have to be able to do all the old stuff, the compliance, the regulatory stuff. But it's just, you know, we have to move more into that sort of supporting the business to make, you know, better, quicker, faster business decisions. And that becomes sort of the main role, and the sort of compliance and the historic sort of gatekeeper role, you know, gets sort of is the secondary one. And unfortunately, I think in the past here in Australia, we've seen that sort of financial accounting role has been the dominant one that sort of, you know, seems to be, you know, driven from the top down in organizations. And we've got to change that now for the future if we want to really enable business agility in organizations. At least that's what I feel.
And if I may just draw those that are listening to this podcast attention to another report in this collection called Finance: A Journey to the Future, where Stephen also contributed, but we explored some of those ideas about the future of the finance function, that agility as well. Stephen, one of the phrases you used just there was unlearning. And one of the things I think that comes out from the survey report, or the survey, the company's report rather, it is this sense of we're comfort zone of spreadsheeting and ERP, but when you get into emerging technologies, we're less comfortable and seem less relevant. What recommendations do you have for learning relevant new digital skills, and as you just said, unlearning old ones?
Yeah, it's you know, it's human nature, Clive. You're so right. Like, you know, we love, you know, we're creatures of comfort, and you know, those things that we're comfortable with, it just becomes, you know, the things that we sort of stick with. But the you know, and this is the thing I think people don't realize. You know, everybody talks about learning, and to me, it's a given. We've got to see ourselves as continuous learners. We've got to learn new things. But the biggest challenge is unlearning the past, because, you know, human beings, we do most of our thinking on autopilot. And the latest thinking I've been looking at from neuroscience, they reckon 95 to 97% of what we all do and the way we react to things is based on our sort of responses, sort of normal behavior responses that are sort of come back from the past. It's like we operate like a record player, and we're all doing these kind of, you know, behaviors that are based on what we've done in the past. So we've got to find ways of being able to sort of catch ourselves doing this, because if we want to change, we've got to basically start trying to, first of all, recognize when we need to unlearn. So if something's not working for us, or we're not achieving outcomes that we want, we've got to recognize we need to unlearn. And then the way we go about doing it is, because we can't talk our way to changing our thinking, we have to act our way. So the way we do it is we start behaving differently, and we start doing just small little things to sort of start experimenting. And then once we start experimenting, that will sort of change the way we see things, change our perspective. And then once we change our perspective, we'll see things in a different way, which will affect our mindset, which then ultimately will affect our behavior. So, you know, it is, and it's not easy. It really isn't, like, you know, in terms of trying to change it, but it's possible. And, you know, and I look at myself, and I look at the kind of journey I've come on in my business. I used to be, you know, like you explained at the start, Clive, you know, operating in the traditional project delivery, project management space. Whereas the last 5 years, I've realized that a lot of that way of doing things now is no longer good enough. So I've had to unlearn a lot of that sort of traditional project delivery thinking to be able to move into the more agile, lean kind of space. And it's been hard, it's been challenging, but, you know, you can do it. But, you know, and to me, from a business point of view, I had no choice, because my business would have died if I stayed in the old world. Hope I've tried to answer that, Clive. But I just think unlearning is fundamental now. We've got to see ourselves and you know, I see it as a foundation for the future, where you unlearn, relearn, and the more we can do this, then whatever the future brings at us, then we should be in a position to be able to deal with it.
So, I mean, the reality, I think, is there is a range of skills that people need to know, and they are far broader, but they're as much about learning about the business model and how digital enlivens that, learning the techniques of agility and digital culture, which fit with that, as well as the technological backbone. And that broader sense of what digital actually means, it's not just about technology, it's about a way of thinking, a way of working, a different way of insight. That's probably what we've captured in this podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you know, like, you know, I, the one thing that I just think is so important, Clive, is I read a book just over the Christmas, which was called The One Thing. And it was by a guy called Gary Keller. And it was like, you know, whenever you look at any area, there's always lots of content and you're trying to say, well, what's the most important stuff? And when you look at this area that we've been talking about, it's just, it's such a broad topic and it's such a dynamic topic where things are going to keep constantly changing at an increasing rate. So then you think about, well, what's the really important stuff that you've got to get right? What's the foundation that we've all got to put in place that will enable us to be able to sort of move forward with this sort of dynamic changing world? And I will argue that it comes back to, you know, having the right way of thinking, the mindset, and having a sort of a way of constantly being able to learn, unlearn, and relearn. And if you can put that foundation in place for all of us, whether you're an accountant or anybody, then that's the foundation for the future in terms of, you know, what we're looking forward into thing. I think this is what's going to help people, I feel.
Stephen, thank you very much indeed. Some really, really insightful comments there, I think, in what you've said. Thank you for your thoughts today. If you'd like to read the report that formed the basis of this podcast, you can find it either on the ACCA Global website under the technology area of the Pressure Insights work, or alternatively on the ACCA's Pressure Insights app. You'll also find the Financial Journey to the Future report that's also on the app and on the website. So, Stephen, thank you very much for your time, and everybody else, thank you for listening, and goodbye.